crown. A few years back, the family purchased a farm in Roopville, Georgia, that's complete with barns, cows, and strange odors. Kelly tells us about the experience.
I just grew up in the city. I mean, I have not lived near a farm. I've never smelled the smells that I smell at this farm. And it is...
Well, and you do live a few blocks down from a chicken farm.
Yeah, we got chicken farms all around. I mean, it's the craziest new life.
Please come get married at our farm.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is the most beautiful sky. Day, night, sunset, sunrise. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's beautiful. But we have cows.
And they're people persons.
They
love people. The cows.
The cows love people. They come right up to the fence, and then we have horses, and that's my favorite. I love the horses. But we got all kinds of stuff.
And we have weddings. I coordinate all the weddings that come to the venue, and so that keeps us pretty busy because fall, winter, and spring. Summer kind of slows down now because, you know, it used to be that everybody got married in the summer. That has all changed. Now it's pretty much spring and fall, and it's just packed.
Kelly says that she's been warming up to the idea of having cows.
It's been fun. Like, I've named a lot of them after people in gospel music. And so when we have a new baby, we only have a Dollar General in Roopville. It's only 229 people. And so we go down to the Dollar General when we think we're going to have a baby, and we get a pink balloon and a blue balloon, and we have a gender reveal.
True story.
You think I'm just making this stuff up. I have pictures, and we do.
Last time
we had a little boy, we named it Bull Gaither.
Right. The next one we'll name Rodney Mookum.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's good. So look out.
The farm is in Roopville, Georgia, and the wedding venue is called Venue 1074. If you're looking for a place to get married, here are the Neelands with Rise Up.
Yeah.
Here's up the Nelands from their project, Beautiful. The group has also recorded for the legendary game show, Family Feud.
And I will say that she says she's not a comedian, but Steve Harvey says that she's the funniest person he's ever met.
That's the truth.
I'm not. I'm really not. I don't know how that happened.
He literally said on the air twice, I've been doing Family Feud for 14 years, and Kelly, you are my favorite interview I've ever had.
The truth.
And we did several shows, and it was like pressure. I was like, I'm not funny. I don't know why he thinks I'm funny, but I mean,
it made it funnier.
Yeah, he's a good playoff though. I mean, like, I would set him up.
You didn't remember your husband's name.
No. Yeah, she forgot my name,
Rodney.
We're
not supposed to tell all this stuff, but I was so nervous.
She said, what's your name?
I looked down the line, and at first when he asked me to introduce everybody, I didn't know one of them. I don't know. But we had a great time doing Family Feud. I mean, we really did.
Those Family Feud episodes will air later on this year. Here are the Nelands with another song from their beautiful project, Hear the Voice of My Beloved.
Hear the voice of my beloved. Gently.
Of my beloved, the Nelands, and we have more with them later in the program. In just a moment, our tribute to the late Peg McCamey Bean.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in-person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
The Richland Center Rodeo Committee hopes you'll plan to attend the 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament at the Phoenix Center Sunday, featuring two shifts, 11 and 2, $15 per person. There's a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale. Come and have a good time and have some fun. For more information, call Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. And don't forget, the state rodeo finals in Richland Center will be June 14th through the 16th. The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
Well, it is 13 minutes after 7 o'clock on a chilly Sunday morning. 9 degrees below zero wind chill readings, around 20 below, a little even 21, 22 below, which has made us have quite the list of cancellations. Of course, talking about cancellations being church cancellations today. And we can let you know that the First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock canceling church service today. Other church services canceled include Ash Creek Church, St. Luke Lutheran Church, Five Points Lutheran Church, all services at Basswood Church, Blue River United Methodist Church, Avoca United Methodist Church, United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian, Boaz United Methodist Church, Lafarge United Methodist, Dell United Methodist and Faith United Methodist Churches, Willow Valley Church, Grandview Family Worship, Soldiers Grove Church of Christ, Viola United Methodist Church, Town and Country Presbyterian Church, and St. John's Hill Point, Trinity Lime Ridge, and Bethlehem Lutheran services all canceled today. As of for St. Mary's CCD and confirmation classes, those are canceled, but St. Mary's Catholic Church will still have services. The Packers in playoff action today. It's win or go home. So the Packers definitely are looking to have a strong win today, but they'll have to do so on the road against a very tough Dallas Cowboys team. 3:25 kickoff, 1 o'clock pregame time right here on FM 100.9.
The Gospel Greats.
Southern gospel legend Peg McCamey Bean went home to be with the Lord on December the 26th after weeks of declining health following a stroke she suffered on December 11th. Peg was born in Campbell County, Tennessee, to the late Ed and Velma McCamey. The McCamey sisters were organized in 1954, consisting of Peg McCamey, Dora McCamey, and Carol McCamey. In 1957, Reuben Bean joined the group playing guitar. 2 years later, he and Peg married. In September of 1984, their song, Who Put the Tears in the Eyes of the Lamb, rose to the number one spot on the Singing News Airplay chart. It would be the first of many. Mamie's with Who Put the Tears in the Eyes of the Lamb, their very first number one song. Peg was always thankful to be serving the Lord full time and thankful for the talents that Reuben had in construction.
That's all we've ever done, all we've ever known. It was such a joy being full time because we'd been part time for so long and try to work and cram everything. And my husband Reuben used to build houses, and he said to me in 1970, "If you will not book any revivals, Peg, give me 8 weeks and I'll build us a house." And in 8 weeks, we didn't have any cabinet doors. He got the cabinets made but didn't get the doors, you know, so we moved in 8 weeks. And then we got back to our revivals and things. We eventually finished it. But he's a talented man. He does a lot of things.
That's Peg McCamey. Through the years, the group had a consistent string of number one songs. But the song that would forever be associated with the McCameys, God on the Mountain, became the number one song on the Singing News chart for 5 consecutive months, beginning November of 1988 through March of 1989. Here's God on the Mountain.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the
Mountain, the McCameys. During her career, Peg won the Singing News Fan Award for Favorite Female Singer 7 times, 1989 through 1994, and then again in 2002, and was the recipient of the Norcross Templeton Award in 2011. She was inducted into the Southern Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame in 2016. Jeff Treese of Sunday Drive played keyboards for the McCameys between 1994 and 1996. Jeff shares a few words about Peg.
You know, before we started Sunday Drive, I had the honor and privilege to play the piano for a group called the McCameys. If I could say one word that describes Peg McCamey, it's godly. She loved people and she loved the Lord. Peg never called the people fans. She called them friends and her people. I seen her pray for thousands. Oh, I can just imagine Peg and what she's seeing right now. And God bless me to be a part of this great family. And I look forward to seeing Peg again and to walk the streets of gold with her. We will miss you, Peg, down here, but we know where you are. And I can just imagine your shout when you saw Jesus. See you soon, my friend.
That's Jeff Treese of Sunday Drive. In recent years, one of the McCamey's fan favorites was a song that featured Peg called There Was Jesus.
It had been 3 days. His parents couldn't find him, but the scribes and the Pharisees were all gathered round him as a boy in the temple, speaking with such wisdom. They were all amazed at what he said. And in the middle of it all, there was Jesus. The one crying in the wilderness, John the Baptizer, spoke of one who was to come, baptizing with fire. When John baptized him, the heavens were opened, and God descended like a dove. And in the middle of it all, there was Jesus.
Jesus, that's the McCameys. Peg McCamey, a woman of extraordinary faith, a prayer warrior, an amazing mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother, living her life for her Lord and for others. She leaves a legacy of love and faithfulness. Adopting a statement from D.L. Moody, Peg often said, "If you hear that Peg McCamey is dead, don't believe it. I'll be more alive than I've ever been."
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
It is 7:30 and 9 degrees below zero. So a very cold start to the day today. We'll have our morning news coming up. We'll take a look at what's going on around the area. And as well, we will be listening to Packer football coming up later here on WRCO as the Packers take on the Cowboys. That will have a start time of 1 o'clock pregame, 3:25 kickoff time right here on FM 100.9. So be sure to tune in. And following that, a little bit of a shorter program, but Old Country.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We'll wrap things up with the Neelands in just a moment. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter with Mo Pitney. Here comes Jesus.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is Jeff.
And this is Sherry Easter.
You're listening to our friend Rodney Balcom right here on The Gospel Grace.
Just when I think nobody loves me no more, they're shutting windows and slamming their doors. Here comes Jesus, calling my name.
And just when I think that my boat's about to sink, and I'm thinking thoughts that I know I shouldn't think, but here comes Jesus, calming the waves.
Here comes Jesus, making my blind eyes see. Here comes Jesus, being all that I need.
I wonder how I'm going pay all these bills. Then I walk outside and there's a check in the mail. Well, that's just Jesus saving the day.
I mash my thumb and you know what that does. And about the time I open my mouth to cuss, here comes Jesus, yelling my name.
Here comes Jesus, making my blind eyes see. Here comes Jesus, being all that I need. It's dark and I lay down at night, and I try to undo all the wrongs in my life. Well, here comes Jesus. He says, I love you anyway. You know this Jesus, he is my best friend.
At the end of my
see me smile when I close my eyes. Well, that's just Jesus calling my name.
Here comes Jesus. That is Jeff and Sherry Easter with Mo Pitney. The Neelands have been our featured artist today with songs from their album, Beautiful. I asked Jason Clark what the most fulfilling thing for him was.
We create a lot of moments, and we've learned this from being with Bill Gaither for so many years. This has got to be your living room that you're inviting them into. And when they get comfortable enough to be a part of the experience, the worship experience, along with you, and not just spectators, for me, that's the most fulfilling thing.
That's Jason Clark, and here are the Neelands with Look For Me.
When
Neelands from their project, Beautiful. The newest radio release from the Neelands is a remake of the Neelands classic, Oh for a Thousand Tongues. I asked Kelly if she remembered the first time the Neelands sang the song.
Daddy loved that song. He said, I think we need to record this. And I'm like, wow. Because back in the day, it was a little crossover. It was a little bit of an inspirational then. I mean, you know, it wasn't your typical Southern gospel because that's what he loved. And so I was really kind of shocked. And we recorded it and I got to sing the lead. And then I remember the first night that... We put the song, we were in North Carolina. I will never forget the feeling that just entered that room as we sang this song they'd never heard. And when we began to sing, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing Praises Unto Thee, those people, at the end of that song, they stood, they raised their hand, and they clapped. And it seemed like an eternity. But it was the Spirit. It was the Spirit of and the anointing of that song.
That's Kelly Neeland Clark. Here are the Neelands with Oh for a Thousand Tongues.
Praises.
before a thousand tongues, the Neelands from their project, Beautiful. With Martin Luther King Day coming up, we have a song in just a moment to honor him.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
The Richland Center Rodeo Committee hopes you'll plan to attend the 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament at the Phoenix Center Sunday, featuring two shifts, 11 and 2, $15 per person. There's a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale. Come and have a good time and have some fun. For more information, call Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. And don't forget, the state rodeo finals in Richland Center will be June 14th through the 16th.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
We are 13 minutes away from the 8 o'clock hour here on a cold Sunday morning, 9 below, and that's even without the wind chill. For church service cancellations today, keeping you up to date, the following church services are canceled. First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock, Ash Creek Church, St. Luke Lutheran Church, Five Points Lutheran Church, all Basswood Church services, Blue River United Methodist Church and Avoca United Methodist Church, United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian, Boaz United Methodist Church, Lafarge United Methodist, Dell United Methodist, and Faith United Methodist Churches, Willow Valley Church, Grandview Family Worship, Soldiers Grove Church of Christ, Viola United Methodist Church, Town and Country Presbyterian Church, St. John's Hill Point, Trinity Lime Ridge, and Bethlehem Lutheran services, St. Mary's CCD and confirmation classes canceled. St. Mary's Catholic Church, though, will still have services.
The Gospel Grace.
Hey, everybody. Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. I have a dog to provide me with unconditional love, but I also have a cat to remind me that I don't deserve it. Smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcom right here on The Gospel Greats.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy is a relentless pursuit of equality, justice, and unity. That legacy lives on today.
I just want to do God's will. And He has allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. Get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Yes.
the dawn arising on a brand new day. There's a strong wind stirring across the ancient grave. There's a voice that's calling, will you be set free? There's a change a-coming, let it start in me. Let it start in me. Let it start in me. There's a change a-coming, let it start in me. There's a fire that's burning, sweeping across this land. There's a heat consuming every evil plan. There is gold emerging from refining flame. There's a diamond sparkling where there was a chain. There's a revolution gathering all the sea. We all know it's coming. Our people must be free. Feel the tides are changing. Hear the waves are rolling. Let this
where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
The Gaither Vocal Band with Let It Start in Me. And that'll wrap things up for the program today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with the Nealands. You can find out more about their ministry by visiting them on social media or visiting their website at thenealands.com. If you'd like to make a request, please call us at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, our featured artist will be the Tribute Quartet.
Gary, you said why do it again? And first of all, I would mention that we have not done it again. We've never done Volume 3. So I don't know if you know how volumes work, but this is the first time we've done this volume. And so, yeah, this is Volume 3. And so we haven't done it again.
The Tribute Quartet coming up next week. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.